The Stretch, written by Stephen Leather.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. The gun went off, catching Preston Snow by surprise, and he felt as if he'd been punched hard in the stomach. There was no burning sensation and surprisingly little pain, just a dull ache and a spreading coldness. His eyes widened as he stared at the face of the man who'd shot him. Unfeeling blue eyes stared back at him. Snow clutched a hand to his stomach and staggered backwards, blood pulsing from between his fingers. There seemed to be a lot of blood, but still he was hardly aware of any pain. The man with the gun watched dispassionately, the gun now at his side. His face was totally blank, as if he had absolutely no interest in whether Snow lived or died. Snow felt the strength drain from his legs. He stumbled over a coffee table and fell on his side, barely conscious of where he was. The coldness was spreading from his stomach, up across his chest, a coldness that seemed to be drawing all the strength from his limbs. He tried to speak, but no words would come, and it was an effort to breathe. He managed to get up on his hands and knees and crawled towards the stairs. The man who'd pulled the trigger stood in the middle of the room watching Snow with a look of bored disinterest. Snow scrambled up the stairs, frantically trying to get away from the man. He had a gun upstairs somewhere. It was in one of the drawers in the bedroom. If he could get to it, if he could defend himself, then maybe, just maybe, he'd stand a chance. His tracksuit top was drenched in blood and it flopped around as he crawled.